Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this beautiful Monday morning. Now, it is going to turn a little bit cloudy. As a matter of fact, National Weather Service, when I came in this morning, said increasing clouds throughout the day. I always like that. When does that specify increasing and specify time of day that it's going to be getting cloudy? But it is, there's some clouds out there right now, but still a nice day. 84 is the high. And then the rain moves in tonight, and we'll have that through Tuesday night as well. But then Wednesday, not looking too bad. I still think, Joel, a lot of us would be happy to get a decent-sized rain because the yards are still a little crunchy. At least mine is.
It's still a little crunchy. Gosh. I was on the mower yesterday for about an hour and a half, and, I mean, it's just dust. It's just whatever is coming out of the chute is absolute dust. And, I mean, you can see them when they're whether they're disking up or harvesting beans. I mean, it looks like a tornado. There's so much dust in the air coming off. But it's been dry. I mean, after such a wet start, too. My gosh, it was so wet early in the year. And then just like Mother Nature turned the faucets off. And other than that rain we had, like a week and a half ago?
Yep.
It's been bone dry. So it'll be interesting because I think once we get by tomorrow, it's back to bone dry again. But it's going to be a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like 67 on Wednesday, upper 60s again on Thursday, maybe low 70s. But those nighttime lows, I mean, you've been used to kind of middle upper 50s. They're talking about maybe in the 30s sometime later this week.
The wife said yesterday to me, we may have to turn the heat on. And I'm like, excuse me? I'll throw the heat on. Here's an extra blanket.
Windows are still up, sweetheart.
I'm going to throw the heat on. But yeah, it is supposed to get a little nippy later this week. So keep that in mind. But right now, not too bad outside. Partly sunny skies. Hey, the big reminder for today is, and again, I'm sure I'm preaching to choir.
National Noodle Day? Is that what you're going to talk about?
Noodle Day or Noodle Day?
Noodle. National Noodle Day.
No, I'm not going to talk about National. Okay. Are you in the mood for some?
I thought that was the big story of the day.
It might very well be for some folks.
I mean, Noodles and Company's doing deals, and Fazoli's doing deals.
Okay. What am I making for dinner tonight?
Get your noodle on.
Oh, no, I'm grilling sausages. So, yeah, this has nothing to do with noodles.
You can't have a side of noodles and celebrate Noodle Day?
We're having crispy crowns in the air fryer. Thank you very much. I'm not going to do any noodles
so
today.
Rigid with the menu.
Are you having noodles today?
Now that I know it's National Noodle Day, of course I am. How do you not celebrate National Noodle Day?
I can't remember the last time I just had a bowl of noodles. Just plain noodles. I can't remember last time. And usually I throw Parmesan cheese, a little garlic oil on them.
That's fine.
I'm just saying, I haven't done that in forever.
You know, a top ramen, buttered noodles, spaghetti, it's all noodle-based.
No.
You know, chicken and noodles over mashed potatoes? I mean, come on.
No, that's just not getting it for me just yet.
Wow.
So I'll stick with my grilled sausage sandwich, thank you. Wow. No, what I was going to say is it's voter registration deadline day today. Okay. So you take that for what you want.
You have your priorities, I have mine.
That's what I was just about to say, whatever's most important to you, if it's the noodles or it's voter registration day, that ends today. So if you haven't registered yet, you can call the Licking County Board of Elections. You can go down to the Board of Elections. You can go to myohiovote.gov and do that as well. Very easy to register. Look, if my boys could do it when they turned 18, I think anybody can do it.
That's a sad commentary on your parenting skills.
I'm just saying, if they could do it, anybody can do it. So, and again, you know, you look at it, and tomorrow starts early voting. It's just people like it, don't like it. I don't have a problem with so much, but a lot of folks don't like it. But the thing is, you get all the political ads. Signs are already up. Mm-hmm. I don't care where you drive, you're seeing signs. Mm-hmm. So you're going to start hearing all those good kind of things. But there's a lot of, I don't know if you've taken a look at it, the ballot. Don't know if you have or haven't. I have, obviously, and I just wanted to put some things down here for folks who think, okay, well, you know, usually when it's an off presidential year, it's not that big a deal for some folks. Licking County Municipal Court Judge, Licking County Municipal Court Clerk of Courts. You got mayoral races up. Heath Mayer, Mark Johns is being challenged. City Council races, Newark, all of them are up, except for the at-large. Plus, not all of them are being contested, but you got four of them being contested. Second, third, fourth, seventh wards. You got those. You got Buckeye Lake, Granville, Hebron, Johnstown, just to name a few for council races. Township trustees. Everybody is watching what goes on out in Etna Township because of that, what it's been like out there for the last 4 years. So, I mean, I think there may be seven or eight candidates running out in Etna Township. You got school boards are up. All of them, I shouldn't say all of them, but most of them are up. You've got Alexandria and St. Albans, there's a merger. If they want to, you know, merge the two and see how that goes, that's one of the issues. And then you've got, you know, the city of Newark has got the income tax increase on there. You've got some school districts with issues on there. I mean, there is a ton of stuff on the ballot. I just hope folks will at least register first and then go vote, because this is an important election.
Well, and that's, you know, the reality is politics start local.
Yep.
And, you know, you want to really impact change in your life. These are the votes that matter. I mean, national conversation, I get all that. People's ire is up. I get all that. But if you really want to talk about day-to-day operation of your life, in your township, in your community, in your city, in your county, in your state, these are the elections that really matter. And, you know, you actually have an opportunity to know the people, to actually know people that are running for office and what they stand for. So it's wholly different than a national election.
You know, I'm looking at the issues that folks would see on the ballot. I printed that up because I wanted to take a look at it. And again, you know, Licking County, I forgot to mention this, has the 1 mil for mental health and addiction services. That's up. I mentioned the city of Newark. But then there's so many townships that have stuff. And that's the one that hits home. Mm-hmm. See, that's the one that folks, oh, it's a township. Who do you think pays for these roads? Who do you think pays to have the fire service and those kind of things? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a plenty of them out there. I'm just looking at them now.
You might be aware, might not be aware, but townships got COVID money, which, again, I still, even 5 years removed, still try to wrap my head around that. Why was there COVID money to townships? But that money got managed by people that you have a direct impact on. And if you don't like the way it's doing, throw your hat in the ring and you run it and you manage it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you talk about, you know, local municipalities and local. I mean, this is where it starts. And this is, you know, where it snowballs up from there. So I can't think of a better time. If you're not active, this is a good time to get active.
You know, this is, like you said, all politics is local. So get out. First off, register to vote. You have until the end of the day today to do that. And then early voting starts tomorrow. And again, I'm trying to think. I don't believe in the last 10, 15 years I voted early. I don't think I've ever voted early, but I know in the last 10, 15 years, unless we went on a vacation at this time during the election, I don't think I voted early. The wife has, because she did it a number of times, because as a nurse, you know, you work that 7A to 7P shift, mm-hmm. You're pretty much out of luck.
Yeah, you're covered up.
Yeah, so she has voted early. I've gone down and watched the lines, and things have moved rather well at the Licking County Board of Elections. I think they do a fabulous job down there. But, I mean, a lot of people want to get it and get out of the way and not have to worry about it. I still enjoy going over to Licking Heights High School and vote. I see the same people, poll workers, mm-hmm. there, and it's just like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. How's life? And they're just like, here, just sign this and get over there. No, yeah. They're very nice. They'll want to talk to you.
And I mean, too, I feel like sometimes you do yourself a disservice because not all the information is on the table. You know, kind of that October surprise, yep, kind of thing. So if you vote early, you know, there might be information that comes down the pike that might actually have influence on you. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody, yeah, from making voting fit into their schedule. They have made it much easier. But again, sometimes you might not have voted the exact way you would have if you waited till election day.
Yeah, and again, I always tell my boys a couple things. I don't care what you vote or how you vote. I just care that you vote. Mm-hmm. So whenever you want to go and do it, I don't need to know how you voted. I don't think I've ever asked my wife how she's voted. Mm-hmm. Maybe once or twice. I'm just like, it's not my business. You do what you want. There's some things that you just don't. I don't know. I'm just never. Had I mean, do you go up to people and, hey, how'd you vote today?
No,
I've never done that as a reporter either. I don't sit outside the polling booth and, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
I mean, there are people that do exit polling,
yes,
so leave that to them.
That's exactly right. So I'm like, and they usually don't get that right, but I'm just saying, I don't even mess with that. So I just leave it alone and just do my thing and don't worry about it. So again, if you haven't registered to vote, you can take care of that today. But today is the deadline to do that. Just go to the Licking County Board of Elections website. It's a great website. It's easy to manage. Just find what you need, click on it, and you can get that all taken care of. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community. charity.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on a Monday morning. Mix of sun and clouds today, high right around 84. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. Low near 62, and then for Tuesday, that looks like the day we're going to get the most rain, mostly cloudy with showers, and a high near 71, and then it really cools off at the tail end of the week. But nice weather if you're heading out to do anything, if you're going to Van Buren Acres. I know my son and his fiance and daughter were over at Lynn's Fruit Farm yesterday, and they were doing their thing, getting some apples and having some fun. They were there like 3 hours. I'm like, whoa. I mean, so I don't know exactly all that they did, but they had a good time out and about. Van Buren Acres, I'll be over there, if not this weekend, the following weekend with my little brother. Mm-hmm. I drove by there the other day, and that place
packed.
And I mean, packed. There were cars everywhere. I mean, now it's a big don't get me wrong, you can spread out at Van Buren.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But when you drive by there and you see all those cars, you're just like, it is
packed. And that's just goes to show you that people have a real thirst for that kind of family entertainment. Just go out, get in the sunshine, let the kids run, have some planned activities, have some unplanned fun, get some good eats, pick a pumpkin. It's all about family fun.
Yep. Across the street from me, the little girl, her parents, they had their pumpkin out. I thought, well, that might be a little early. I mean, that thing could look pretty sad.
It's already carved?
Oh, yeah. It had a smiley face.
They better hope for those cooler temperatures to set in.
I'm like, that baby ain't going to make it to Halloween. So, you know, and speaking of Halloween, we'll have
raccoons gnawing on that thing.
Something, yeah. Or a kid, who knows? Get hungry at home, I don't know. Speaking of Halloween, you know, I know Bree does a great job of getting up the Halloween dates and times. For folks, it'll be on our website, easy to find in that, because, I mean, little ghosts and goblins, man, it's going to be out. You go to any grocery store now. We were at Kroger yesterday. I think they had more bag candy in there than they had anything else. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I looked, there was a bag candy.
Well, and they know, because people will buy bags of candy now, eat it all, and then have to buy more later for the kids and probably a third trip.
Yeah, the wife, God bless her, it took her almost 15, 20 years to figure out, don't buy it a week or two in advance because it'll all be gone. And I would yell at her, I'm like, don't buy this. Or if you're going to buy something that I don't like. Because it's not going to make it.
What's on that list?
Not a lot. not a lot. I'll tell you that right now. But my gosh, it was everywhere yesterday. And I almost had it in my hand, the pumpkin Reese's peanut butter cup. Mm-hmm. I put it down.
Yeah.
That's
an excellent choice.
You can never go wrong with Reese's peanut butter cups. And then you get it in the pumpkin shape.
Yep.
Friday night, you and I were out at the Hanover at Licking Valley to call the Licking Valley Zanesville game. Not much of a game, as we all said. Licking Valley took care of business. But boy, the festivities prior to that to honor head coach Randy Boffman and his 50 years of coaching football, it was just such a cool atmosphere. Such a cool atmosphere. Folks had on these really nice T-shirts and stuff. There was, you know, how the people take the styrofoam cups and they put it in the fences and has, you know, different sayings on it, 50 and coach and all that. It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, too, when you talk about rolling out the red carpet, I mean, how many young football players and cheerleaders, just to start the festivities off. I mean, you're announcing, and it's like, here comes another group of 30, and another group of 30, and another, and they're all smiling and waving and having fun. The crowd's eating it up. And then, you know, the kids got bigger, and then the JV and the varsity. I mean, they're Zanesville's band.
Oh,
had more in their dance team, drill team, whatever you want to call it, than I think they had football players. There was 38 young ladies twirling flags and dancing in the glitter, and I don't know that their football team had that many students.
It might not have had that many. It was amazing. You talked about the peewees coming out, and it was funny because Rick Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating, he does the PA announcing, and I don't remember who yelled to him. Somebody down in the press box shouted, "Hey, aren't you going to announce all these names?" He'd still be sitting there.
He would be.
He'd still be sitting there Absolutely. Announcing them little those names of those little kids that were out there. But that was great, as you said. And then it just led up into the ceremony for Coach Boffman. They gave him a nice presentation for him. He had his family out there with him, his wife Kathy, had a couple, some of his grandsons, one who is playing on this year's team.
And
Xander.
Got some playing time.
Yeah. Xander Boffman was out there. So just a cool thing to hear him talk about. And the thing that he was talking about the lies, but was I want to say it was right towards the end of the ceremony. The person who was doing that announcing said, "Now, for anybody who's in the stands who played for Randy Boffman, please stand up." And you just looked out there. I don't know if you did. Looking at you saw quite a few people standing up.
Yeah, and you can see it generationally too.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the 45 year ago crowd, the 25 year ago crowd, the 5 year ago crowd. I mean, amazing legacy.
I just wonder when he was standing there, what hit him. I mean, because I talked to him obviously for the pregame, and then after the game didn't go down to talk to him. But I just kind of curious his thoughts as he was standing there, and they said, "Okay, go ahead and stand up." Did he think up there and go, "Wow, I've impacted a lot of lives"? Or, "Wow, am I old?" What do you think it was?
I don't know. I got a feeling he's focused on the game. He just wants to get all that pomp and circumstance out of the way and let toe meet ball and get that game going.
How good did they look? I mean, they're pretty good. They're 7-0. I've been telling you guys here at the station, is a pretty good football team.
Well, and that that quarterback,
Rodgers.
I mean, my golly. I mean, you know, you watch Ohio State play football and you see Julian saying, I mean, just drop it in the bucket. Just throw, I mean, 10-yard or 20-yard or 50-yard and all that stuff. That Rodgers, again, I've seen one game, but that dude throws with purpose and with accuracy.
Yeah, he's good. They have a very good team, and they're stout defensively, and they've got playmakers all across the board. Now, they are in a very, very tough region in Division III. It would be hard. I mean, they get Bishop Watterson is the defending state champs, and they're right now ranked number one in that region. So it's a very hard region. But I am telling you, it's just something. This may be that in the water type thing for Licking Valley off the baseball state championship. Coach, you know, Boffman, 50th year, team 7-0. Now, they got a test this week against Grant.
I'm going to say, I don't think I'd look anywhere past this week. And then once you get by them, you got Mount Vernon. So, I mean, the road gets tougher.
Yep, and then they finish at Watkins Memorial. So, that's never an easy game. But it just has that feeling, Joel, where you just, when you're watching something, you think, uh-oh. What's going on here? It's something a little bit bigger. So we'll see how they do. But there's so much fun out there Friday night to see Coach get honored for 50 years. Of 50 years.
50 years of doing anything is amazing.
Amazing.
In these days.
And, I mean, he took over in 1982 as head coach here at Licking Valley. So hats off to Coach Boffman and what he's been able to do out there. Be sure to join us Wednesday. Andrea Crava, Director of Licking County Recycling, will be here. They're going to talk. She's going to talk about the big tire collection event that's going to be taking place Saturday, October 11th. There's going to have two drop-off points, Licking County Highway Department, and out in your neck of the woods, Union Washington Township Recycling Site on Township Road. So you'll want to be sure to tune into that on Wednesday's Talk of the Town as Andrea will give us all the information. If I've got tires, what's it going to cost you to drop them off? But something that they've been trying to get done for quite a while, so they will now actually have two spots this coming Saturday where you can have your tires dropped off and recycled. There will be a fee, but still pretty minimal fee if you got tires around. Now, I have none. I've never understood that. You know, take the car, change it, because I don't do anything with the car anyway. Now, I know you're a car guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have tires?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Is it a lot?
A lot is a relative term. For me, no. For the wife, yes.
For me, one would be a lot because I just don't have any around.
I'm just saying. We got them. Got a couple of them stacked up, and she's definitely going to be in line on Saturday.
I bet she will be. So be sure to join us Wednesday. Talk of the Town. Andrea Crava will have all the details about the tire recycling event taking place on Saturday.